What it is, what it do, Cyber World. It is your girl, the one, the only, Ash Said It. AshSaidIt.com, AshSaidIt.com. Welcome to the Ash Said It Daily Podcast Show. I appreciate you guys for all of your love and support. Over 1,700 episodes and 500,000 streams worldwide. None of this would be possible without you guys, so I thank you so very, very much. It's a beautiful day here in the A-Town, and I've got my buddy Gary Revel chatting on with me today. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing?
I am great. So, Gary, you've got a project that is underway, and hopefully we will see and hear more about it in the future, the near future, but tell us about the Mother Nature Festival Live.
Okay, Mother Nature Festival Live is a nonprofit 501(c) corporation that I founded a couple of years ago. I started putting it together, and it is it goes way back, though. It goes way back to when I was living in Hollywood, California, in the early 70s. And I went downtown to Los Angeles one day, and it was, I could see in the air little, almost like ashes, little black things floating in the air, all in the, wherever I went in the Los Angeles downtown area, the smog and the particulates was so bad. I could not believe it. I'd never seen anything like it in my life, and that affected me in a big way. So when I got back home to Florida some years later, I was home visiting my mother and my brother, and I was a songwriter. I was already writing songs and doing music at the time, and my brother, who was had a little bit of an American, Native American Indian blood in him. He came to me one day with this song he was starting to write called Mother Nature, which was, you know, about saving the planet, basically. This was in the early 70s, you know, this is way before Al Gore or anybody else was on to the idea. So together we wrote a song called Mother Nature, then I was in Nashville for a while. In Nashville, I recorded a single record. There's a record out now. It's called Mother Nature. Mm-hmm. You can find it on iTunes or whatever. I recorded it at Acuff Rose Studios in Nashville with some of the best country musicians around. Roy Acuff and many of the country music folk there knew about it. Mm-hmm. And we released it as a single record. But that was really the beginning of my concern for what was going on. And then, of course, after that, Al Gore and many others have picked up the mantle as well. Mm-hmm. But what we have now is a nonprofit organization, and this is based in Oswego, New York. It's on the coast there of Lake Erie, and there's people there that have joined with me. Richard Faith is the executive director, and George Boardwell, many others up there who have a deep concern with what's happening. So that's the beginning of it.
Okay, cool. So after you went ahead and filed for this nonprofit organization, what was the next step? Like, what was your vision for the festival?
Well, we had planned actually in 2020. The plan was to finish all the formation papers, you know, registered it with the state of New York, got the IRS letter of recognition and all that. And our plan that year was to have a concert, to do what's called Concerts in the Park. Mm-hmm. And we were going to hold it in at Central Park in New York City. We had, and we're still talking to representatives of Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, and with Dolly Parton's people. We had hoped to have a really big launch of it in 2020, but the pandemic put a, you know, put kind of a crimp in that plan.
Yeah. So, are you guys going to need volunteers for the event?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We want all the volunteers we can get, and anybody who can help us in any way they can. Now, I have a Facebook page. Okay. On it. It's, if you go to Facebook and go Mother Nature Festival Live, you'll find my Facebook page. You can let us know there. We're working on a new website to put up, and we may be doing a conference later this year. But the main launch of the festival itself will probably be next year. Gotcha. Here's the thing, okay? The mission of Mother Nature Festival Live Incorporated, mm-hmm. Incorporated is to stop global warming.
Right.
That is our mission, and the reason is really very simple. The fact is, and every scientist in the world agrees with this, if we don't stop global warming, there's going to come a time when the planet that we're living on, this Earth, will not be able to sustain human life. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, if it's not, once it starts, it's like a snowball. It'll be like a snowball. Once it reaches that tipping point, if that happens, then it's not only going to be humans, but eventually there will be no living,
right.
No life on Earth at all. Because it'll be eventually. Now, you're talking about most likely, no matter what we do, if you go into the hundreds of billions of years, then no matter what we do, it's going to probably happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're talking about in the next 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we can do something. We can stop global warming. We can even turn it around. If we all act together and work together to stop it.
Absolutely. Now, Gary, how many days is the festival set to actually last?
Well, once it starts, it's going to be. We're going to do a one day thing in Central Park,
right.
And then we'll have our home offices in Oswego, New York. We'll be having a conference there. We have a conference room there we're going to use to have a professional, expert speakers on climate, on, for instance, the bees, the bee problem. Bees are disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, over the last few years, normally there's about, throughout the history of beehives and people who've been, taking care of the bees, there usually is about a 10% each year loss in beehives that finally die out.
Yeah.
But then there's enough more to keep it going, to sustain it. It's a sustainable thing. But now in the last several 10 years or so, that has increased to like 30%. And if that keeps the 30 to 20-some-odd percent, it's kind of bounced around. But if that trend continues, there's going to come a time when we have no bees.
Mm.
Now, if we have no bees, guess what? We have no what?
No insects.
We have no bees. We have no fruit.
Yeah.
We have no fruit.
Yeah, no fruit.
We have no vegetables. Because over half of the food that we eat and the cows eat, and the animals eat, to make our food comes from the fact that bees are out there pollinating the flowers and the fruits and the vegetables, pollinating to make them grow.
Yeah.
So without bees, our food supply is going to be drastically reduced.
Yeah.
Wow. So that's one. That's just one of those dominoes. If that one goes first, then that's going to cause. Famine and things, and of course, right now we're seeing what's happening because of global warming in California in the West.
Mm.
Is these lakes are drying up the rivers, the farmland, thousands of acres of farmland that normally have water to grow food for the rest of the country, is dried up. They can't grow anything.
That is true.
Yeah.
So, Gary, for people that want to help out with the festival, they want to get involved, how do they reach out to you and your team, and how do they get more information?
The best thing to do is to go to the Facebook page and leave us a message there, and I will, let me see, I can also give you the executive director's name is Richard Faith,
okay.
And that's F-A-I-T-H.
I like that.
you can leave him a message on Facebook, and of course you can call me. I'll give you my phone number, 254-338-2011. My email address. As a matter of fact, the email address you would want to use for this would be desk, D-E-S-K, at genglerpictures.com. And that's genglerpictures.com. Desk at genglerpictures.com. That's where we're receiving emails for volunteers and people who want to help us stop global warming. Look us up on Facebook, and you can leave a message, you can comment, you can post any information you want to post. Tell us what you know about global warming, how you can help.
Yeah.
How you want to help.
And that Facebook group again, that's Mother Nature Festival Live, if they search it on Facebook.
Yep. It's facebook.com/ Mother Nature Festival Live.
All right.
And that'll take you right to it. And right there you'll see Stop Global Warming, Mother Nature Festival Live Incorporated. Nonprofit organization.
Yes, perfection. Gary, thank you so much for joining us again. It's always a pleasure to catch up with you. Certainly appreciate it.
And also, if you want to, the book, Be Scared, if you,
yes,
buy that book, the money that we get from that, we're giving to Mother Nature Festival. Like, the book is Be Scared. It's an illustrated book, kind of like, it's a children's book in a way, but it's got a very important message. Beautiful book, beautiful illustrations, and it's available on Amazon and everywhere as well.
Loving that. Much more success, Gary. I'm sure that you'll be back to catch us up in the next couple of months as things develop, and of course we hear about more solidified dates for the Mother Nature Festival Live 2022. We're pushing and crossing our fingers for that. Looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
I appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for your love and support. Keeping in mind, anyone to tell you that you can't do what you want to do, you look them square in the face, you tell them, don't believe me. Just watch.
Amen.
Watch me make it happen. Watch me make history.
Absolutely. Don't give up.
That's right.
Don't
never give up.
Don't give up.
Loving that.